From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. BP says it wants to keep using a controversial chemical dispersant to fight the Gulf oil spill, despite orders from federal regulators to find something less toxic. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's concerned that long-term use of the dispersant called Corexit remains unknown, but BP says Corexit is among the most effective dispersants and the only one available immediately and in great enough quantities to be used on the spill. As oil works its way into Louisiana, fragile marshes and estuaries. NPR's Russell Lewis reports that waves and wind are also driving it onto some pristine beaches.
Crews closed a 7-mile stretch of a Grand Isle beach to try to clean off the oil as more ribbons of the thick brown liquid could be seen floating just offshore. In Venice, military helicopters continued to ferry massive sandbags over to the ecologically sensitive marshes in an effort to block the oil from the estuaries where birds nest and sea life reproduce. BP announced it plans to keep using a chemical underwater dispersant despite concern from some government officials and a request by the Environmental Protection Agency to use a less toxic variety. BP says Corexit is the most effective oil dispersant. A few members of Congress will visit the cleanup sites on Monday with some cabinet secretaries. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.
Graduation day at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Just over 1,000 cadets have completed their education and training, and many of them are destined for deployment in Afghanistan in the coming months. President Obama praised the graduates for being willing to put themselves in harm's way.
We fight because we must. We fight to keep our families and communities safe. We fight for the security of our allies and partners because America believes that we will be safer when our friends are safer.
The president delivered the commencement speech. He pledged that the U.S. will be part of shaping what he called a new international order. Survivors of a plane crash in southern India say the plane seemed to hit something as it prepared to land, then caught fire and broke into pieces. Officials say there had been no distress signal. 166 people were on board. Only 8 survived, the BBC's Sanjar Majenda reports.
Officials say the aircraft, a Boeing 737, landed midway on the runway, located on top of a hill, and was unable to stop. It skidded off the runway and crashed into a heavily wooded gorge below. Incredibly, some people were thrown clear of the wreckage and were able to survive. Although it was raining at the time, aviation officials say it was not enough to make things difficult for the pilot. And with no indication from the cockpit of something going wrong, all attention is on recovering the black box data recorder to establish what might have happened.
The BBC's Sanjar Majenda reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. 3 women whose grown children are being detained by Iran say they were relieved to see that their kids are in reasonable health. After visiting their children in Iran, the moms returned today to the U.S., but say they are disappointed that their children could not return with them. Nora Sherrod is Sarah Sherrod's mother. She spoke at a brief news conference at New York's Kennedy Airport.
Our children, our families are suffering the consequences of tensions and political considerations beyond any of our control. We hope that this will soon change now that the Iranian authorities know us for who we are.
Sarah Sherrod, her boyfriend and a friend of theirs were arrested along Iran's border with Iraq last July. Iran accuses them of espionage. 13-year-old American piano prodigy Llewellyn Kingman Sanchez Werner appeared as the guest of the Iraqi National Symphony on Saturday evening. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on how his appearance in Baghdad came together.
Iraq's symphony invited Werner to play with them in Baghdad. The team began playing piano at age 2 in his hometown, Los Angeles, and is now studying at the Juilliard School in New York. When he got the invitation to be a guest artist with Iraq's National Symphony, he didn't hesitate. Werner, who traveled to Baghdad with his parents, played Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue and a piano concerto by Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. Iraq's National Symphony dissolved after the U.S. invaded the country in 2003. Many of its musicians fled to neighboring countries. Since then, the symphony has grown to 90 members, a sign of hope as the nation struggles to rebuild its cultural institutions. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.